Enjoy the Ride with Brandon Ide starts right now.
You guys, oh my gosh, I'm so happy to be back. How's everybody doing? Welcome to the pod. It's been a little while. I was on a bit of a break. I was actually in Missouri visiting a lot of my extended family. I got some really cool people down there that I haven't seen in years. I mean, since before I could even grow facial hair. So it was a big deal, and it was really, really good to see them. I kind of wanted to give you a rundown of the trip, just, you know, some stuff that we did, how I felt while I was down there, what the whole shebang, the whole experience was like. I don't know if you've ever been to Missouri yourself or you know somebody that has, but Missouri's a special place. I'm not sure if it's just like a seasonal thing, like if it's an August thing, because that's when we went, but every day it rained at least a little bit. And pretty much everywhere I went to, the word Ozarks was in everything. And I don't actually know what that means, and I feel really uneducated, so I think I'm gonna do a quick Google search and see what that's all about. So let's see. Let's go Ozarks, Missouri. Oh, okay, here we go. Okay. Ozarks, Missouri. That's all that I put in. The Ozarks, also called the Ozark Mountains or Ozark Plateau, is a physiographic region in the U.S. states of Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and extreme southeastern Kansas. Whoa, extreme southeastern Kansas. That's cool. Okay, let's look at some images. Oh, wow. Oh, this is beautiful. So the Ozark, okay, so it's part of the Ozark Mountains, so that's why I couldn't get away from that word, Ozarks. I saw a few odd things on our way to our destination when we first got down there. For one, just wanted to let you know that there is a fudge factory, and it's called the Uranus Fudge Factory. And yes, it's spelled like the planet, like Uranus or Uranus, so it's Uranus Fudge Factory. Which is pretty hilarious. I thought that was great. I wanted to stop there on our way back home, but unfortunately we couldn't. We were kind of crunched for time, so we decided not to stop. But boy, was that funny to see. So I saw that, and I've also noticed that there's a lot of churches down there. Seems like they're very, very religious, and they take their religion very seriously down there in Missouri. And I can appreciate that. Everybody needs a little Jesus in their life every now and again, you know? But that was cool. Some of the experiences that I did while I was down there, when I was with the family. First of all, my aunt and uncle live in a beautiful house in this really, really nice, so I guess you would call it a suburb. I would call it like a community, really, because everybody's house is really nice. And like, people wave to you when they drive by, and I'm just like not used to those communities, so that was nice to see. I enjoyed that. And they have a beautiful place inside and out. They got a nice yard. They got a basketball hoop out front, which was fun for me and my cousins, the kiddos. One's like 11, I think, and then the other one is 5, and that's Carter and Brantley, and they're pretty great. Seemed like Brantley was glued to my hip the entire time, but I guess it's better than him not liking me, right? I'd rather have him like me too much than not like me at all. So that was fun. And Carter's a really cool kid too. He's really good at Fortnite, by the way. Like, scary good. Like, he gets with his teammates and they just go for it and try to get that W. But yeah, so you had the Uranus Fudge Factory, you had the Ozarks. I went to, let's see, I went out to eat a couple different times, and wow, I will tell you, the food portions, like for getting your money's worth in Missouri specifically, is kind of ridiculous in like a good way. I'm just saying, if you're hungry, you could probably have one meal down there and you'd be good for the whole day. There's just something about the food portions there that are different from up here. You know, I paid I think $15, and that was with a tip. That was with a 20% tip for a burger and fries, and it was one of the the thickest and largest burgers and the biggest heaping pile of fries I've ever had in my life. I didn't even finish half of it, I think. I couldn't get through the whole, not even nearly through the whole thing. But I went for it, man. I went for it, and I got quite the stomach ache. And actually, unfortunately, about halfway through the trip, I ended up getting kind of sick and didn't feel too great. Was just trying to manage, you know, those last few days and, you know, try to have some fun. And I got to have a ton of fun on the last official day we were there. We went to this, let me Google it, because I remember the name of it, but I just want to find a good way to describe it, because I was just going to say old fashioned, but that's really vague, and I don't think that does it justice. So the amusement park was called Silver Dollar City, and it was in, there we go, found it, Silver Dollar City in Stone County, Missouri. It's in Branson, that's the city. So Silver Dollar City is kind of amazing. It says that it's one of the best attractions in Branson, I believe that. But also, it is one of many. There are so many different attractions specifically in Branson. It was like kind of overwhelming. We were all done at the park and we went to meet up with our extended family at a buffet. And on the way over there, I must have seen at least 5 or 6 different places on the same strip of road that had mini golf and putt-putt and just all different types of stuff. And then there were a bunch of museums. There's like, there's the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum. There was the Hollywood Wax Museum, where you can go and see wax figures of, you know, celebrities and stuff. And we didn't get to go into any of it because we had to go and meet up and eat and everything. But just seeing that whole strip and seeing how many attractions there are in Branson, Missouri alone, just that one city, was impressive. And I thought it was awesome. For where we were staying at, it was kind of cool. We got to stay in this little kind of Airbnb. It was this dude named Terry's house, and Terry was a nice guy for letting us stay there. He had a really nice place, and he had this, I don't know if you're into chess, but I like chess. Like, I don't know, it's just a thing that I'm into. I like chess, and I love seeing really unique chess boards. And there was this one chess board, and it was a, it looked like a, Civil War one. The Civil War was the blue and the red, right? The Confederacy versus the North. I think, was it the South versus the North? Was that the Civil War? I'm really bad with history. I'm so sorry. I'm trying my best out here, but it's been a while since I've been in high school, you know? But yeah, the place we were staying in was cool. Had that sick chessboard. I got a picture of that, so that was awesome. And we went to one of the nation's largest, or if not the nation's largest, Bass Pro Shop, which shouldn't surprise you at all. You know, a Bass Pro Shop in Missouri is like a fish in water. It's supposed to be there. And that was amazing. That had all these different historical gun cases with like every gun you can think of, all the way back from when they were first invented to the types of guns that they're making now in present day. And they had historical figures, like they had a whole little room dedicated to Theodore Roosevelt and a bunch of different historic documents and stuff from him and stuff that he said and quotes. And that was amazing. And I got a picture in front of a stuffed bear, a taxidermied bear, and it was standing up and growling, and it looked really scary, and I looked really scary in front of it, and I was happy about that. And also, we got to go and so what I was trying to say about Silver Dollar City. So Silver Dollar City is this amusement park, and it's got roller coasters, and it's like, it's all super old fashioned though. Like everything is like wood cabins, and everything that you want to go look into aside from the rides is all cabins. Everything's in cabins. And it seems like the demographic that works there is mainly older folks. So like, you know, folks in their 50s, 60s and stuff. And that was actually kind of cool to me, because like normally when I go to an amusement park, it's just a bunch of young kids working. You know, it's like 16 and 17 year olds or like college kids that are just trying to get a summer job and work and get some extra money. But this amusement park had primarily older people working in it, and I thought that that was great. Like, it was so different, and so it was such a fresh take to me on an amusement park, and I appreciated that it was different, and I appreciated that they hire those people to do such like agile work. Because, you know, like, even if like there was an older woman who was running a jewelry store and I went in there and got a sterling silver necklace for my wife, and it was kind of a big store, and she manages that store all on her own. So it's kind of impressive. And then you got the people at the different gift shops and stuff, and it's just, it's a lot of merchandise to take care of and a big space to take care of, and it seems like they do a really good job with their stuff. So I was super impressed by that park, and I really, really enjoyed myself. Like, aside from the park and aside from going out to eat and just doing, I don't know, just going out and trying to have fun and do stuff, I was happy that I got to see my family. It's, you know, like I said earlier, it's been years since I've seen them, and to see how everybody's grown and new additions to the family, like, I'm pretty sure Brantley didn't even exist the last time I saw the family. So to see not only him, but he's so grown, it's crazy to me. And it just makes me think about how I wish I could see more of my family more often. So I had an amazing time in Missouri. I love everybody. I love everybody. I love my immediate family that's here in Michigan and Ohio. I love my folks down in Missouri. I love you guys. And I hope to see them again soon. So Missouri was awesome. But now I am back in business. I'm back in Grand Raggedy. I'm back on the grindstone, and I'm trying to do my thing and get this fantasy football done. So I'm doing this fantasy football thing. I don't know if you're into football, if you like football, if you don't like football, but I'm doing this fantasy football thing, and I've got some, oh, let's see here. Sorry, I got some player updates. Oh, we're good. Never mind. So my roster is decent. I'm just going to list it off real quick in case you're not really into football. I got Deshaun Watson at quarterback, Tariq Hill, wide receiver, Robert Woods, wide receiver, James White, running back, CJ Anderson, running back. He was kind of a last resort. Zach Ertz for my tight end, Jarvis Landry for my flex, and then I've got Chris Boswell for my kicker from my very own Pittsburgh Steelers, and then I've got the Jacksonville Jaguars defense. So that's what I have going so far. I mean, obviously with the waiver wire, you know, picking up and dropping people and people making trades and stuff tends to switch around really quickly. So I hopefully I can get in the mix with that and get some even better players. But my bench is full of okay dudes. Like, there's a reason they're on the bench. They're not going to be doing great. But I feel confident about my team. I actually wasn't even there for draft day at my boss's place. That's where he holds the draft because it's a work league. I'm in it with a lot of my coworkers. And we were actually, I think we were almost in Indianapolis. Like, we were driving back home, and we were in Indianapolis when the draft started, and that lasted a couple hours. So I had to focus. I was in the passenger seat of this Jeep Liberty, and I was just trying to focus. And one of my coworker buddies was really, really nice, and he was making my picks for me and sending me pictures of the big board and stuff. And so shout out to my coworkers that helped me with my picks. Because I ended up with a not half bad team, or at least not the worst team, and I can deal with that. So shout out to you guys, thank you so much for doing that. And how's everybody been? How have you guys been? I've been gone for like 2 weeks, and I mean, one of the weeks I was just working, but the other week I was, you know, I was gone down south, enjoying myself. I wanted to do a podcast with my Uncle Chance, because he has a very interesting line of work, and not that long ago, he was in a pretty crazy situation, not a good one, but a crazy one, and it involved, like, he's a lineman, so he primarily works on power lines and stuff. Like, if I were to actually look up, because I don't think he ever told me the would always give me rundowns of what his job was, but he never officially gave me a definition. So I want to get a clear definition if my phone will let me do it. Autocorrect, what the hell are you doing? Definition of lineman. Here we go. Lineman. Okay. A person employed in laying and maintaining railroad track. Ooh, okay. So that's another definition for lineman. Let's see. A person employed for the repair and maintenance of telephone or electricity power lines. And then the third definition, and for American football, a player normally positioned on the line of scrimmage. Perfect. Okay, so I think you can guess which one my uncle does. He definitely does the second one. A person employed for the repair and maintenance of telephone or electricity power lines. So his job requires him to be up in the air at extraordinary heights, you know, lethal heights. And he's got all this different equipment. He had this big box that he pulled out while I was there in the house. And he showed all that to me, which was really kind of him to do because he didn't have to do that. But yeah, he was just not too long ago, he was involved in an accident where, according to him, it was pilot error. And they went down. They were pretty high up. And they went down and... he ended up getting injured pretty badly, pretty severely on his arm and his back. And his helmet got pretty messed up too. His head was fine, but his helmet took a good shot. I guess those helicopter blades don't go very slow, do they? They go pretty fast, huh? So that was pretty crazy. Pilot was okay. He suffered minor injuries, you know, scrapes, bruises. I think he like broke a rib, if I remember correctly. And that was it for the pilot. So the pilot was okay. My uncle did get hurt pretty bad, but I mean, obviously he survived, you know, we went and visited. And, there was another one of his coworkers that was in the back with him, when the copter was going down. And, unfortunately, he ended up passing away. So, he's no longer with us, and, prayers to him and his family, prayers to his family. And, you know, rest in peace to him. But it's pretty tragic when you're working with somebody and you find them as a valuable coworker and as a friend, and you know, things take a turn for the worst. And unfortunately for him, it did. I mean, for my uncle, it did too. But luckily, he ended up getting out of it and into a situation where he's able to recover now. He can do this really cool trick with his arm now. My uncle can. It's kind of cool because he's left-handed, and I didn't know that until I asked him, like, in the middle of the week, because I thought he was right-handed the whole time, but the major injury was to his left arm. So he's got a lot of figuring out to do when it comes to rehabbing that. And, you know, right now he was at a 5-pound limit. He can't lift more than 5 pounds with that arm right now. But I mean, he can still move it up and down. The muscles are all still intact. He just, I think he said he doesn't have an elbow. I think his elbow is missing. So, I mean, whatever, you know, you can move your arm up and down right now and mess with that. Think about it. Whatever your elbow does, it's important. So for him, he's just kind of, you know, kind of wiggling it around. We were joking about it, and he was talking about how, like, his buddies were trying to give him nicknames, and they were calling him like Left Wing, and I mentioned the cartoon Gumby, because how Gumby was primarily clay, and you know, he would just kind of flip flop around and move around freely, and that's kind of how my uncle's arm was. So that was funny, and I'm glad that he's so lighthearted about it and that he's able to joke about it. You know, that's one thing that I love about my uncle is how cool he is about stuff, even serious situations. He's a cool guy, and he's really down to earth, and I wish you guys could meet him. He's awesome, and I wish I could see him more often. I wish I could see all of them more often, honestly. My Aunt Ashley's great too, and my cousin McKenna, and you know, the little boys, all those guys, everybody's great. Family is important. Remember that. Anytime you got a chance to go see your family, and you know, it's not like a big burden to you, and it's not rough on you, like, go do it any chance you got, go do it, because if I could afford to, I would go see them more. But so my uncle's recovering from that. I mean, his legs are still in fine shape. His right arm's still in fine shape. His back's a little fucked up, but that's doing better as well. So I'm happy that he is on a really good and wide path to recovery. And I hope for a quick one. I hope for a quick recovery for him. But I mean, we're hitting the 20-minute mark right now. I don't really have any guests on. I'm actually going to see, I'll inquire, talk to him, see if maybe he's able to talk with me, and maybe I can do a separate pod, and he can give you the whole story, you know, a lot better than I can, because, I mean, I wasn't there. I didn't experience that. I'm just recollecting what he told me and trying to blah it out to you. So if I can get him on a pod, I think that would be fantastic, and I think you guys would find that really interesting. I think you would find his line of work in general is really interesting. You know, there's a lot of misconceptions about what he does, like, kind of like me. Like, when I say I'm a dental technician, people think that I work with patients directly and that I wear scrubs and that I'm in a dental office, and all three of those things are wrong. So those are three misconceptions about my job right off the bat. So, I mean, with his job and how technical it is and how important it is to society, I mean, you can guess how many misconceptions are made about his job. But maybe I can clear up some of those misconceptions. And I mean, if he's willing and open for it, maybe he'll, if you're lucky enough, he'll share a story with you. So maybe you'll get to hear what I heard in living color. So I'm glad I could make this pod. I'm so happy to be back. Obviously, the vacation was awesome. I love everyone, love all my family members, and I'm so happy I got to see them. And I'm getting back in my rhythm now. That's what I'm doing. I am getting back in my groove. But I love you guys. Thank you for listening so much. And hopefully on the next pod, you'll hear from my uncle. But if not, don't worry. It'll be interesting. Love you guys. Bye.